Okay, so Daf Yud Aleph, we're on Yud Amud Beis, by the two dots, four lines in the bottom. So the Mishnah said, "Im yesh lo tzuras haPesach afo pisharachav me'eser einu tzarach lamad." So the Mishnah had said that if you have an opening to the mavoi that is wider than 10 amos, so that's where we said a lechi and a korah wouldn't work. You'd have to narrow the opening. But if you have a tzuras haPesach, which is lechem ikan and korah on top, if you have a tzuras haPesach, then you don't need to narrow the widening. Ein tzarach lamad. So the Gemara says, Ashachan, we find it on Mishnah that tzuras haPesach the mehanya berachbo. Our Mishnah is clear that a tzuras haPesach is sufficient in order to not require, it's sufficient to enclose a mavoi that's wider than 10 amos. Similarly, we found in a brisa that an amaltera de mehanya begavo, that the amaltera, which we thought maybe were different boards, or they were maybe these some sort of paintings and stuff like that, they keep the eye going up. So the amaltera was enough. If you had an amaltera, you wouldn't be required to lower the korah below 20 amos. Now the Gemara asks, ipchamai, what about the opposite? What does the opposite mean? What would be the opposite? Meaning, would the tzuras haPesach work to makshir a mavoi that's too high, and would an amaltera work to be makshir a mavoi that's too wide? The amaltera don't really get to so much, but the Gemara says, tashma. First of all, Tosfos asks right away, he says, what's going on here? What do you mean, why would you have a shaila as to whether or not a mavoi works to, whether or not you would have a tzuras haPesach would work if the mavoi was too high? Forget the thing on top. You have the lechis on the side. So it's not narrow, right? You have the lechis on the side. What Tosfos says, Kasher ben Atam, the hot tzuras haPesach, habekanimikan, the kanagalbeim, dal kanagalbeim. Take out the kana that's on top, right? The lit kasher, bekanimikan, umikan, the habekalechi, and it's a lechi. You have the, it's already a lechi. So what's the question? And so Tosa says we're talking about a case where the lechi wouldn't work, but it's a good question on Tosa. Okay, so Tashma, we have a brisa, the Tanya, we have a brisa that says mavoi shugavo me esrim ama yamait. Right, if a mavoi is too high, it's above 20 amos, you have to lower it. The imyesh lo tzuras haPesach ain't a tzarach lamait. But if it has the tzuras haPesach, you don't have to lower it, because the tzuras haPesach itself is going to be makshir. So you have the tzuras haPesach, no problem. But a maltera, so the tzuras haPesach works even if it's too high. That's sufficient. A maltera berachbo mai. What about a maltera for the width? If it's too wide, will the maltera work? So Tashma, we're trying to bring a proof from this brisa, which we end up rejecting. The Tanya mavo shekavo me'asrim ama. If the mavo is too high, from higher than 20 amos, yima 8. You have to lower it. The aracha me'eser, and if it's too wide, it's wider than 10 amos, yima 8. You have to narrow it. The imyesh lo tzuras haPesach and tzarchamayit. If it has a tzuras haPesach, then you don't have to lower it or make it smaller. The imyesh lo amaltera and tzarchamayit. The same too. If you have an amaltera, you don't have to make it smaller. So my, this idea of amaltera, you don't have to be lamayit. The Gemara says, my lav asefa. Is that not going on the seifa, which was saying that if it was too wide? So you see even here, amaltera would work if it's too wide. The Gemara says, no, lower ratio. The fact that an amaltera works to not force you to make the dimension smaller is in the ratio when it was too high. So the amaltera, no proof here, because maybe the Bryce is only saying that amaltera works too if it's too high, and the amaltera would work. Again, amaltera is the boards that keep the eye going. And the tzuras haPesach would work if it's too wide. There's no rightness certain, each one could be theoretically going on its piece in the Mishnah. The tzuras haPesach is going about too wide, and the amaltera will be going about whether it's too high. Not that they're both discussing both cases.
And
then this brisa it might be. The previous brisa we proved it already.
When we talk about tzuras haPesach helping it, tzuras haPesach is under 20 amos, or the tzuras haPesach is above that, but because it's a tzuras haPesach, it helps.
No, so first, the Mishnah, right, so the tzuras haPesach, we just proved the brisa before that even if you have a tzuras haPesach, it can help if it's higher than 20 amos. Yeah. It helps if it's wider than 10 amos, and then we had the brisa, the top brisa, that said that a mavoi that's more than 20 amos, is you should lower it, but if you have a tzuras haPesach, you don't have to. And a tzuras haPesach would work for both. A maltera, we don't have a proof anywhere. Okay. So, Masnigla Rav Yehuda, l'chiyah bar Rava, kameh de Rav. So Rav Yehuda says, l'chiyah bar Rava, in front of Rav, eino tzarich lemait. Right, our Mishnah says that you don't. If you have a tzuras haPesach, you don't have to narrow the opening. I mean, a tzuras haPesach works even if it's wider than 10 amos. Amrale, but Rav said to Rav Yehuda, we should listen to the beginning of the Masechta, Atnei, you should change it to say Tzorech L'mayim. That you do have to narrow it, because the Tzorech Pesach does not work. That's because they held it straight from the Beis HaMidrash. It had to be a certain width. So he says the Tzorech Pesach would not work. Right, that was the Machlok so before. He also, Rav, clearly argues, he says that Tzorech Pesach does not work if it's too wide, Tzorech Pesach is still not sufficient. You have to narrow it. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Midivrei Rabbeinu Nilmad. So from the words of Rabbeinu meaning Rav, he's going to make a deduction and try to prove some sort of halacha from Rav's din, and we're going to reject it. So the Gemara says, what would be the din? We'll learn as follows. Chatzer sheruba psachim v'chalonos. So you have a chatzer that's surrounded by the wall, but the wall is mostly made out of, or the majority of the wall is made out of door frames, doorways, or windows. Okay, windows in those times didn't have glass in them. They're these open window frames, basically. So the majority of the door, of the wall, of the chatzer, are door frames and windows. So it's parutz meruba al amud, right? It's more open than closed. So he says, chatzer sheruba psachim v'chalonos, you would say, eina niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. If you have that sort of chatzer, a tzuras ha-pesach would not work, right? Even if none of the windows were more than 10 amos, or it's not going to work. Well, my timer, what's the reason? Hoil, because we know the yoser me eser oser b'mavoy. If you have an opening that's wider than 10 amos, that says that's no good by the mavoy. And we also know paritz meruba ala omeid oser b'chatzer. We know by a chatzer, if it's more open than closed, if it's, the wall is paritz meruba ala omeid, it also forbids you from carrying in the chatzer. Ma, so I'll make a deek as follows. Ma yoser me eser ha oser b'mavoy. When it comes to the eser, the 10 amos wide opening in the mavoy, it's usher in the mavoy. She'ena nita b'tzuras ha-pesach. Rav says if it's wider than 10 amos, you cannot make a tzuras ha-pesach for it to work. So my yoser me eser ha oser b'mavoy eno nita b'tzuras ha-pesach. So we'll say also, af paretz rubala omeid. So too, if it's wider, if it's more open than closed, ha'oseh b'chatzer, which asas yisrael in the chatzer, ain't on itab b'tzuras ha'pesach. Rav will say also it's not going to be work with the tzuras ha'pesach. So that's the diyuk to Marmei. That if more than 10 doesn't work in the mavoy and paritz omureid, and if more than 10, say it again, if more than 10 cannot work in a mavoy, and paritz merubala omeid cannot work in the chatzer, so just like the 10 asters in the mavoy, so too the paritz merubala omeid is also can't be fixed with the tzuras ha-pesach. That's just the fair deal. The Gemara says, no, to make a difference. You want me to do it again, Josh? Why would you think tzuras ha-pesach would fix? It's not the whole wall, but it's part. It's majority. Good question. I don't know. So Gemara asks. Gemara's answer is no. Mali yoser mi eser osu beravoy. When it comes to wider than 10, that the mavoy says that's no good in the mavoy. This is the hardest part of the Gemara. Mali yoser mi eser osu beravoy. Shekain lohi tartabo etzel pasi berios li Rabbi Meir. Say like this. Remember what the pasi berios are? The pasi brios are those four little wood corner pegs that you put in the brishos harabim to allow the animals to come and drink in from the bore inside. So two things. Number one, it was a machlokas how distant they can be. Yesterday we said they could be 13 amos, because it could fit 8 cows, I guess, each way. Now Rav Meir is saying it can only be 10 amos. It's 3 cows that can fit in. So that's fact number one. So a pasi brios, according to Rabbi Meir, can only be 10 amos. So that's it. Mali yoser mi eser oser b'mavoy. More than 10 amos is usur in a mavoy. And also, so therefore it's a very chamor thing, more than 10 amos. Shekein lo itartabo eitzel pasi brios or a meir. This idea of 10 amos is so chamor that it even doesn't work by the pasi brios, only according to Rabbi Meir. Right? According to Rabbi Meir, it doesn't work. So therefore, you see that the idea of 10 amos is very chamor, that it doesn't work by pasi brios. But paritz meruva la omeid does work by pasi brios. Remember those four corners, and the whole thing is open. So the point that the Gemara is making is that the din of 10 amos is a more chomer din than the din of Paritz Omed El Meruba. Because 10 amos won't work by Pase Brios, but Paritz Omed El Meruba will work by Pase Brios. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Ma, again, Ma l'biosom esara osu b'mobo, shechen lo tadbol itza Pase Brios, the Rebbe Meir, but Tomer b'Paritz Omed El Omed, ha osir b'chatzer, right, it's Paritz Omed El Meruba, it's still allowed by Pasei Brios and Divrei Kol. So you can't make a limud from the Ten Amos to Parts of Omed El Meruba, because they're clearly different levels of stringency. Because one would apply by Pasei Brios, at least according to one Shita, and one doesn't apply by Pasei Brios. Therefore, you can't make any limudim from one for the other, so there's no raya. Again, there's no proof to Rav Yosef's din. Remember, Rav Yosef's din was that if you have a chatzer that is mostly, or I guess more than 50% windows and openings, the mavoy is not going. Surah Pesach is not going to work, because the Surah Pesach is like this idea. Surah Pesach says allows you. We thought it allowed you to narrow and to lower anything. So he's coming on. So that it can do, but it can't do things when it comes to the parts omer ruba. Okay. So the Gemara now says, we'll try to bring a point, another raya, to Rav Yosef. Again, Rav Yosef says that you have the chatzer sheruba psachem v'chalonos is not the teres b'tzuras ha-pesach. Ablema Messiah, let's bring a proof. Defunos halalu. So the Bryce, I'm going to bring a Bryce itself, that just the Bryce itself needs to be clarified because it seems to be contradictory, and then we'll fix the Bryce. Okay, so the Bryce says, defunos halalu, these walls, sheruban psachem v'chalonos, that are mostly windows and openings, which was the case of Rabbi Yosef. It's mutter. You're allowed to carry there. Obilvad shia ome merubel aparat. So long as there's more wall than windows and openings, which is self-contradictory. The Brisa just said. That's what I'm saying. The Brisa says it's a case of ruban tosachim chalanos, and then it says you can carry so long as it's not ruban. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Ruban sakadaitach? How can you say ruban? You just said that we're talking about a case that it's ruban, mostly open. Then you said you can carry if it's mostly closed. But the case is mostly open. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ele'ema, this is how you have to read the Braisa. Ele'ema, sheribe bahen psachim v'chalanos. If you made a lot of windows and openings in the doors of this chatzer, you may carry Bilvad, provided she omim rubel aporos. Rather, you didn't make too many windows and doors. We're talking about when you're starting. So the case here being says here that you can carry. The Brisa says that even if you have windows and chalanos that they're all made. Nevertheless, once you get to the point of omim rubel aporos, once you get to the point of parutz is more than the omid, that the openings are more, you can't carry. And that's a raya to Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, no, Amar of Kahana, ki tanya hahi, what this Brisa is talking about is bepisre simae, with these pisre simae, which are broken openings. So what does that mean? Ma pisre simae, pligaba rechume v'Rav Yosef, ma chlosim rechume v'Rav Yosef, chad amar de leslush kafi, one says it doesn't have, you know, straight edges, it's jagged, it's broken in the picture, the walls, the jagged openings. Chad Amar Shikifei, right? The Leslu Shikifei. And the other one says, Chad Amar the Lesluhu Tikrei. It doesn't have a top. It's just, there's no top. And therefore what? So that's my question. So therefore what? So the other one has a hacker. So Gemara says, these are the types of openings that you have. You have these types of openings. When you have these types of openings, then these types of openings, if there's too many, I don't know why, maybe what you're saying is right, these type of openings, if you have too many openings as opposed to wall, are not going to be permitted with the Tzuras HaPesach. But maybe regular openings and windows would be permitted with the Tzuras HaPesach, and therefore it's not a raya necessarily to Rav Yosef. Okay. Now the Gemara says, V'af Rabbi Yochanan Savala Lahad Rav. Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav. What did Rav say? Going back, Rav says that if you have the opening in the mavoi that's more than 10 amos wide, the Tzuras HaPesach does not work. Rav was against our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said the Tzuras HaPesach works even if it's too wide. Rav said no, and now we're saying Af Rav Yochanan Savala Lahad Rav. Rav Yochanan also holds like Rav. The Amar Ravin by Rav Ada Amar Rav Yitzchak. Maise ba'adim echad, sorry, or an incident with one person, Mi Bikas Beis Chorson. He comes from the valley of Beis Chorson. Shenotz Arba Kundesin Be Arba Pinos Hasode. So he had some sort of field, I guess some sort of vineyard. And Masach Zamora Me'aleim. So what does he do? He puts in four pegs in each corner of his vineyard, and then he pulls vines on top to make like to put four pegs, and then he pulls like beams to go on top of them. The point that he's trying to do here is he's trying to set off his field, his vineyard field, make a wall, because if he walls in the field, he can then plant tefuah on the outside. If there's a wall, then he can plant the tefuah next to the vine and not be concerned about kalayim. So that's what this guy does. So he puts these four kundesim, which means these four poles or pegs, on the four corners of the field, and then he draws a zemora, which is some sort of vine, across on the aleim to make these mechitzos. It looks like a tzuras haPesach, right? Because you have the poles on these on two sides, either side, and the thing going on top, as it does on all four sides. Okay, ubam ma'ase lifnei chachamim, and the instance came before chachamim, and they said, "What's the halacha?" He says, "V'hitiru lo li'inyan klayim." They said that was a good enough wall when it comes for kalayim purposes. If you look at Rashi, which I should, le'inyan kalayim, she'im yesh gefanin besocha kondesim, if he has vineyard in between the, where, set off by the poles, in where the poles are, mutta lezroa samach len chutz lemechitza. He can now plant notua outside that area, because it's considered that it's walled off. Kid it's not, hayageder bentayim, because it says in the Mishnah, if you have a wall between them, zes somach hageder mikan, v'zes somach hageder mikan. So the tzuras haPesach is going to serve as the wall to set off the grapes, the vineyards from the tua field on the outside. Okay, that comes to the kalayim. But Amar Reish Lakish, so Reish Lakish says, we have a halachic wall legabe kilayim. The Amar Reish Lakish, kederech sheitiru lo le'inyan kilayim, just like they said it's mutter in legabe kilayim, kachi tiru le'inyan Shabbos. They said also the idea that it works for Shabbos, meaning now these four tzuras haPesachs will permit him to set the inside off as a reshus l'yachid, and he can carry inside that area. He can carry no problems in the area. Right? It wouldn't have been a reshus rabbi before, and it wouldn't have been a karmelist, and he wouldn't be able to carry, but these tzuras haPesachs now work to set it off for Shabbos.
We're looking
for a halachic wall. What the reason is, I don't know. We're looking for a halachic wall. And this is saying this is a halachic wall. This is a wall. So the same thing here when it comes to the for Shabbos, Reish Lakish says. We have to get to how big these openings are. I don't know. Right? So Reish Lakish says, V'am Reish Lakish, k'derek sheitiru in kalayim, kachi tiru in Shabbos. Rav Yochan says, no. The kilayim itirulo, it was permitted for kilayim, but the inyan Shabbos lo itiru. It didn't work. Doesn't work for Shabbos. So, but ma'askinan, what's the case? What's going on here? We just know that we have these four tzuras haPesachs around this field. So, what's the case? Ilema min hatzad. If you say that the beams going across are min hatzad means not on top. We passing that everything has to be it has to be on top. Minatzad means it's like something down the middle. You see the pictures. It's not flush with the top. So he says, Ilema minatzad, right? If it's a Vahamar of Chizda, Rav Chizda said, how in that case, how would Reish Lakish even allow that to be carried on Shabbos? Vahamar of Chizda, Tzuras haPesach, Asher minatzad, Lo Asher Lokum. It doesn't count, doesn't work at all. Ella, what's the case we're talking about? Al Gabon. We're talking about that he did the Tzuras haPesach properly. He put the beams on top of the poles. They're on top. Okay, Ubamai. And what's the case? Elim be'eser, if you can tell me that the openings are around are 10 amos, and not more than greater than 10 amos, so b'hal lema Rabbi Yochan b'Shabbos lo, why would Rabbi Yochan say that it doesn't work for Shabbos? Why would a tzuras haPesach not work? It's a tzuras haPesach. Why would it not work? It offsets everything, it encircles that area with a wall, and therefore you're able to carry. Elav must be a case be'eser me'eser, where it's wider than 10 amos. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work for Shabbos, because he holds like Rav, who says that Tzuras haPesach doesn't work if it's too wide. So they say over here, you see that Rabbi Yochanan must hold like Rav. The Gemara says, no, it's not necessarily that's the case, because maybe lola olam eser min hatzad. Maybe it's 10 amos wide, so that's why it would work for Shabbos. It could work for Shabbos. But ubedor chizda kamiflugi, and the machlokus in Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is the machlokus that the din of Rav Chizda about whether putting the the beams min hatzad, meaning not on top, is valid or not. Right? Shlachish would say min hatzad works. Right? So that you have it's only ten amos. Why does Rav Yochanan say it doesn't work? Rav Yochanan says it doesn't work because it's not a properly made mavoi for Shabbos. Sorry, it's not a properly made Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos because the pole is not on top. It's wrapped around more in the middle. It's offset from the top. So Gemara says, if that's the case, that their machlokas is whether or not something min hatzad is considered a properly made Tzuras HaPesach, so then Rami de Rabbi Yochanan de Rabbi Yochanan, for Rami de Reish Lakish or de Reish Lakish. I'll ask now in contradiction, a stira between each of their shitos. Right, the Amar Reish Lakish says, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Chanina. Reish Lakish is quoting Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Chanina, he's foreshadowing. He says, Peya. So what's a Peya? So Peya here doesn't mean a corner. Peya here seems to be Peya, Rashi says, it's Kliyas Hazmora HaMetucha Mikundas L'Chaveiro. It's basically, it's the, what we just said now, it's these pegs that are put around the corner, and they're drawn up, you draw these vines or stuff on top of it. So that's muteres le'in kalayim. That's good to make a chatzitza for kalayim. It's a good enough wall for kalayim, therefore you can plant your tefillah outside of that. Avalolo Shabbos. But he doesn't work for Shabbos. So that's, again, a steerer, because we just said, Reish Lakish says it works both for Shabbos, and for kalayim, and for Shabbos. And then it says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kimechitzos l'Shabbos de lo, just like it doesn't work for Shabbos, kach mechitzos l'klayim lo. It doesn't work for klayim, which is a steer, because we just said Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, it doesn't work for Shabbos, but it does work for klayim. So the Gemara says, okay, the steer for Reish Lakish we're going to put away, no problem. Bishma de Reish Lakish, or the Reish Lakish, lokasha, hadidei hadarabe. One is he quoting himself, one is quoting his Rebbe, right? The memory where he said before that the Tzuras HaPesach works both for Kalayim and for Shabbos, that was his own Shita. And here he was quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, who says it only works for Kalayim, not for Shabbos. Okay, so that's put off, that's not a problem, it's not a stira. One's his Shita, one's his Rebbe's Shita, no problem. But Ella de Rabbi Yochanan, de Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, there's still now going to be a difficulty, a contradiction of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan before said that this type of wall works for Kalayim, just not for Shabbos. And here he says it doesn't work for either. So does it work for Kalayim or not? So the Gemara says, okay, I can also answer it partially, possibly, as follows. E amrit bishlama, if you're going to say that the difference is, hasam al gaban, hacha min atzad shapir. Maybe you'll say the difference between the two brises over there is over there. The reason why it was good is because the top poles were put on top. That's fine. And the brisa here that says it's no good is because they were put min atzad. So therefore, over there, Reish Lakish would say it's good for Kalayim. It's not going to be good for Shabbos because maybe it's too wide. But here, it'll be good for Kalayim. But in the second case, it won't even be good for Kalayim because you didn't make a proper Tzuras HaPesach because they're too low. They're not on top. So again, so Iyam Art Bishlama Hasam Al Gabon Hacham Min Atzad Shapir Ela Iyam Mart Idi Min Atzad. But we just answered before that the Machlokas over there is also Min Atzad. They were arguing in Rav Chisda's din. So that case would be Min Atzad, and this case would be Min Atzad. So then what's the answer to the contradiction? Why over there does it work for Kalayim, and here it doesn't work for Kalayim, if they're both talking about cases where the beams are going Min Atzad, not on top? So the Gemara says, no. La'olam Idi v'Idi Min Atzad. You're right. It's both of them. It's talking about Min Atzad. Okay, so it's Min Atzad. It's wider than 10 amos, whatever, it's min hatzad, it's not going to work for Shabbos. But we're going to say that the min hatzad could work for kilayim in certain situations. Again, the Gemara makes a lot of assumptions. We don't have to understand the logic or the reasoning behind it, but the Gemara is just laying out a lot of potential rules. So Gemara says, la'olam idi v'idi min hatzad, hasam be'eser, hacha yosam yaser. The difference being is, for whatever reason, they're going to make distinction in kilayim, a tzuras ha-pesach min hatzad would work if the opening is less than 10 amos, but a tzuras ha-pesach min hatzad won't work if the opening is greater than 10 amos. So now we're going to make a distinction of greater, like in Shabbos, we have a distinction between greater than 10 amos or less than 10 amos, no matter what. Here we're going to say that when it comes to kilayim, min hatzad would work if it's less than 10 amos for kilayim, but min hatzad would not work if it's greater than 10 amos for kilayim, right? That's what Gemara says. La'olam idi min hatzad, Hasam there, where Rabbi Yochanan says, is be'eser, there where it works for Kalayim, where it's only up to 10 amos opening, but Hacha, where he says it doesn't work for Kalayim, is be'yoser me'eser, if it's greater than 10. So the Gemara says, Uminat Temra, deshani lan ben eser, le'yoser me'eser.
Where do you ever see that the Gemara makes a distinction, or that the Halacha makes a distinction, the Gabi Kilayim, regarding an open that's greater than 10 Amos or less than 10 Amos? Where do we make that distinction? Where do you see that? Again, the difference would be that Min Hatzad. If it's Min Hatzad, Rabbi Yochanan saying a Korin Min Hatzad would work for Kilayim only if it's less than 10 Amos opening. The Gemara says, the Amr Le Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Le Rish Lakish. Because Rabbi Yochanan had said the following to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is basically telling to Rish Lakish, how can you hold that a Tzuras HaPesach Min Hatzad permits the Kilayim, it works as a wall to make a wall for Kilayim? But what about the following story? Lo Kach HaYamaisa, then the following take place. Shehalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitzer Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri L'motora. So Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri to learn. Af Al Pi Shebaki B'Hilchus Kilayim. Even though Rabbi Yeshua was a Baki in Hilchus Kilayim, he went to learn Hilchus Kilayim by Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. Umitzao, and Rabbi Yeshua finds Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri Yoshe Ben Eilanos. He's sitting amongst the trees there. Umasach Zmura Me'ilan Me'ilan, and he's pulling these vines. He's pulling a pole. He's pulling a string basically from each tree, right? Umas the Amra Lo. Masach Rabbi Yeshua Zmura Me'ilan Me'ilan. The Amra Lo. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says to him, Rebbe, I Gefanim Kan. If there are grapes, vineyard planted here, Mahu Lizro Mikan. Can I now plant Tvua on the other side? Meaning, is what you are doing sufficient to create a wall for Kilayim? The Amra Lo, so Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri says, it depends. If my Tzuras HaPesach is Eser Amos, is only 10 Amos wide, then it'd be Mutter. Then the Tzuras HaPesach works. Right? But the Yosem Eser Aser, but if it was greater than 10 Amos, it would be Aser. Okay. So now we're making a distinction between 10 Amos and greater than 10 Amos. But what's the case? B'ma'i iskinan. Ilim al-Gabon, if we're talking about where he puts the cross beams on top of the trees, then why would that be a problem? Why would Yosem Eser be Aser? V'atanya, we learned, we had a brisa, Hayusham Kanim Haduk Granim. Remember these types of things. After Asalahem Peya Milmala, you make put the beams on top. Afilu B'Yoser Me'Eser Mutter. It would still work. So we know for sure that if it's on top, greater than 10 Amos, and it's still wider than 10 Amos, it still works for Kilayim. Ella, so Lav, must be the case where Rabbi Yeshua was Min Hatzad. He was putting the cross beams not all the way on top. And there, Amrle B'Eser Mutter Yosem Eser Aser. And there he said, no, that he made a distinction that the cross beams will work in Kilayim if they're Min Hatzad, only if the openings of the frame is 10 Amos or less. So that might be this distinction, again, to go back to the distinction between Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, when is it mutter b'kalayim? It's mutter b'kalayim, when is it mutter b'kalayim in atzad? Only if it's less than 10 Amos. That's the first brisa. The second brisa would say, Rav Yochanan says, it's usher even the kalayim, is talking about a case where it's min atzad and the opening was greater than 10 Amos. Okay, another deep dive. Okay. Gufa. Right, Gufa. We'll go back to what we mentioned before. Gufa. Amr al-Chizda, Tzuras ha-Pesach she'asa'a min hatzad, lo asa v'lo klum. Right, al-Chizda says, if you make a Tzuras ha-Pesach min hatzad, now back to the world of Shabbos, so yeah, Tzuras ha-Pesach means you put the cross beams not on top, but lower, on the side, along the sides, but it's not, meaning not on top of the poles. Right, so Tzuras ha-Pesach she'asa'a min hatzad, lo asa v'lo klum. That's number one. Tzuras ha-Pesach min hatzad doesn't work. Number two, the Amr of Chizda. Chizda also says, Tzuras HaPesach She'amru, the Tzuras HaPesach that we say can be made, Tzricha Shetehei Bria, it has to be strong enough, Bria, right, well, or strong enough, Kedei Lahamid Badelas, that you could hang a door on it. You could theoretically hang a door. But what type of door? Bafil Delas Shel Kashim, like a straw type of door, a very weak door, but it has to be strong enough that it can hold up this type of door. It has to somehow resemble a door in some way. Okay, that's halacha number two. We're passing like that as well. Halacha number three, Amar Reish Lakish, Mishum Rabbi Yanai, Reish Lakish says the name of Rabbi Yanai, Tzuras HaPesach Tzrika Heker Tzir. The Tzuras HaPesach has to have a Heker Tzir. What's a Heker Tzir? Amar Rav Avya Avaksa. It has to have a Avaksa. It has to have some sort of hole that you theoretically can hinge the door. So in our days, we hinge our doors on the side. Right, that's where we put the hinges. In those days, the hinges of the doors would be in the top and the bottom. It would put a hole in the top, a hole in the bottom, and have these pegs on the top of the door and the bottom of the door, and that's what we could swivel the door on. So this halacha is saying it has to look like a door frame, so you have to have this avaksa, which is this sort of hole on the floor, that it could theoretically, you could fit a door in there. in a box. And Rashi says, chor, it's a chor shetzir hadelas sovibo, a chor that the side of the door spins on it. Even though it doesn't need a door, has to be able to have a door. So that this one we don't paskin like. Why? Because Ashkeshkinu Rav Acha braid the Rav Avia the Talmidei Rav Ashi, Rav Acha braid Rav Iva found the Talmidei Rav Ashi. Amar Lahu, when he says to him, Amar Mar Midei B'Tzuras HaPesach, he's saying any halachas when it comes to Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Lahu Amar Klom. He didn't say anything. The Rashba and the Rif, they interpret this as meaning that Rav Acha asked them, did he say anything regarding the tzir, which we just mentioned above? He said we didn't say. He didn't say anything. So halacha lemaisa in the Shulchan Aruch also we paskin that the tzuras of Pesach by the tzuras of Pesach has to be on top. It can't be minatzad. We paskin the tzuras of Pesach has to be strong enough to hold this very very light type of door frame. But we do not hold that it needs to have this avaksa, that it needs to have this peg, this hole inside. Okay. So now that we know that Tana with a brisa, tzuras of Pesach she'amru. The tzuras of Pesach that we said is kana mikan, the kana mikan, the kana gabeim. There's a kana on the one side, a kana on the other side, and a kana, right, this cross beam on top. The question is now, this cross beam that goes on top, does it have to, it has to be on top, does it have to touch the poles on the side? Let's say it's somehow dangling above, it's being held up from above, or there's something that, somehow it's being held in the middle, and it's dangling above, it doesn't rest, does it have to rest on the poles? Or can it be, you know, hanging above the poles? That's what Gemara says, tzrich liga. Oh, ain't Srichan Liga. Does it have to rest on the side post? Or does it not have to rest on the side post?
Does that make a difference with the Tzuras of Pesach? If it's not resting on the side, then maybe it's not a Tzuras of Pesach.
That's the question. That's the question they're asking. In order for it to be considered a Tzuras of Pesach, does it have to be resting on the poles? We haven't discussed that at all yet. I'm trying to figure out what's the story. So Srichan Liga, oh, ain't Srichan Liga. So Rav Nachman Amar ain't Tzrichan Liga. Rav Nachman says they do not have to rest or touch. Rav Sheshes Amar Tzrichan Liga. They do have to touch. So now the Gemara is going to bring a long story regarding the halachas of mezuzah, and we're going to try to make it. And we're going to make and using that we're going to prove one of the shittos. So Azar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman went. Va'avon uvda be'galuska kishmatei. And Rav Nachman went to the house of the Reish Galusa, and he paskind l'shitaso. What was Rav Nachman's l'shitaso? That he made the Tzuras of Pesach and the top beam the top string was not resting on the side poles. It didn't have to rest, right? Also Rav Nachman of the Uvda Reish Galusa Kishmatei. Rav Nachman said Ain't Srichan Liga. So Amalei Rav Sheshes L'Shamei. So Rav Sheshes, who argued on Rav Nachman and said that that's not a good Tzuras of Pesach. So now he's concerned that everyone's going to carry in the Reish Galusa's house with a mavoi that wasn't fixed with the proper Tzuras of Pesach. So what does he say? So he tells the Shamish, whose name is Rav Gada, Zil Shlof Sadinu, go take out the side pole, to take it down. Take it down, so then no, they don't have it at all, and then for sure won't carry. So Azil Shalof Sadinu, so he went and he pulled off the side poles again, so there's no Tzuras of Pesach. So Ashachu Debei Rosh Galusa Chavshua, they found him on the security cameras, and they arrested him, right? You can't do that. You can't vandalize, except in the West Coast. You can't vandalize. So they arrested him. So Azal Rav Sheshes, so the Rav Sheshes, who was the one who told him to do this, Kam Abava, he went to the doorway of the jail, Amr Lay, and he says, Gada, my servant, his name, Pukta, come out. Nafak Vasan, he came out. Maybe he said something, incantation, and the door opened, allowed him to come out. Maybe it says Pukta because he spoke to the authorities. Whatever. Right. So he convinced them to let him out. So he's out. Fine. Okay. So that's the case. So Ashkechei Rav Sheshes L'Rabba Bar Shmuel. So Rav Sheshes now who said that the top pole has to rest on the side poles finds Rabba Bar Shmuel. Amr Lein, Rav Sheshes says to Rabbi Shmuel, Tini Mar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach. Did you guys learn anything about Tzuras HaPesach? What did you learn today about Tzuras HaPesach? He says, Taka, we did learn something about Tzuras HaPesach. Amr Lein, Tanina, we learned the following Brisa. Now from this Brisa, we're going to bring a proof about the Tzuras HaPesach, whether the top thing has to rest or not. So he says the following, Kippa, we have an archway. Okay, so you have an archway. Rav Meir mechayev in mezuzah. Rav Meir says you're chayev in mezuzah in this case. Chacham in pochim. Chacham say you don't have to have a mezuzah in this case. So what's the case of what we're talking about here? Chacham in pochim. Rav Rashi says
Mipnei shelamala be'igol, at the curve, when it starts the curve, who mates there, it narrows, the ain urach of arba'a. In order to have a mezuzah, the opening has to be 4 tvachim wide. The ain p'chusa midalin rochav. If it's not 4 tvachim wide, you don't need it. So the case we're going to talk about, where Meir says, you do not, with a chum is to pater you from the mezuzah, is where we have the archway is less than 4 tvachim wide. Most of our archways in our homes do not fit into these categories. You probably put up a mezuzah anyway. So the Gemara says, so what's the machlokas? What's the case? Vishavim, they both agree that shim yesh biragla asara shichayeves. They both agree that if it's 4 tfachim wide for 10 tfachim height, and then it starts to curve, that's going to be chayev in a mezuzah. Right? That's what I think what it means. Vishavim shim yesh biragla asara, Rashi says, gova, it's 10 tfachim high, kodem sheyaschil le'agel, before it starts to curve, and it's 4 tfachim wide, all the way up those 10 tfachim, you're going to be chayev in a mezuzah. Okay? So that's right away you have a problem for Rav Nachman, because you see here that you're considering it a doorway, even though the top of the doorway is not touching, or is not necessarily touching the side posts. Because above the door of the door frame, the top, we're not considering the curvature as part of the door, and the top is higher than that. So it's not, that piece is empty, and it's still considered a door frame. So that's going to be the question. Okay, number one. That's where they agree. They agree again also, Amar Abaye, Hakol Modim, they agree as well, Im Gevoa Asara, the Ein Biragleo Shlosha, that it's 10 Tvachim high from top to bottom, but it doesn't maintain 4 Tvachim width for 3 Tvachim height. Right? By the time it gets 3 Tvachim high, it's no longer 4 Tvachim wide. The curvature starts at that point, right? I think that's the case, right? A kol modim, if it's gevoa asara, the whole thing is 10 tvachim high. Be'ein regleo shlosha, it doesn't have 3 tvachim height with the 4 tvachim width. Inami, or they also agree, yesh beregleo shlosha, it has 4 tvachim width for 3 tvachim going up. Be'ein gevoa asara, but it doesn't maintain the 4 tvachim for the ten amos. They both agree that lo klum, that doesn't require a mezuzah. Ki pligi. So what's the machlokas that we're talking about? We said they argue whether they need a mezuzah or not in this curved archway. We brought 3 cases and they agreed. The first case they say there was a mezuzah. The next 2 cases they say they don't need a mezuzah. So what's their machlokas? Their machlokas is ki pligi biyesh biragleo shlosha. So it's 4 tefachim wide for the first 3 tefachim of height. So yesh biragleo shlosha v'gvoa asara. And it goes all the way up to 10, right? The ein rochba arba, it doesn't have 4 width, but v'yesh bo lachok, meaning it's in a wall. It's not a separate archway that's outside. It's carved into a wall. So it's carved into a wall, and it curves before it reaches the 10 amos height. But you have the sides of the wall that you theoretically could chisel out and make it, and then make it straight. Because, so the question is whether we halachically view the walls as going up, as viewing as if it is chiseled out. And so Gemara says, "V'yesh b'chok l'hashlim l'arba." Rav Meir Tzavrim chokin l'hashlim. Rabbanan Tzavrim ain't chokin l'hashlim. So Rav Meir says, since we can view the walls, I'm sorry, he has the pictures. Since you can view the walls as extending up into the and therefore being wider and ignoring the curve, Rav Meir says you make a mezuzah. The Chachamim say no. We don't look at the archway as it is, it doesn't reach 10 amos before it curves, and therefore when it reaches 10 amos, it's already too narrow. Therefore, we're not going to put up on a mezuzah. So, but the point being is that from the first case we saw when it was wide that we put the mezuzah up, even though the top of the archway doesn't reach the point where the mezuzah is chayev. It doesn't reach that 10 amos. It's still too high. So Amar Leizer, Rav Shi's sister Amar Shmuel, who told him this Mishnah, Imish Kachas Lehu, if you find Rav Nachman, I guess, or the Reish Galusa, Lo Tehu Lebe Reish Galusa V'lo Midi. Don't tell them anything. My high Mastis the Keep Keeper. Don't tell anything to this Brisa, because this Brisa will prove that I'm wrong. So you don't tell them. Which I don't say, let me go tell them. You brought me this Brisa, let me go tell them that I was mistaken, because I don't want someone else to tell them that I was mistaken. Let me go tell them I was mistaken, and really that they're right, Rav Nachman was right. I should not have taken down their Tzurusa Pesach, because from this Brisa it proves that the top crossbeam does not have to be resting on the side posts. Okay. Next Mishnah.
So this Mishnah probably should have been the first Mishnah in the Masechta. The Mishnah says, "Het." What's lovehood? Where'd you get lovehood? A lover would only be if it's 3 tvachim. Maybe it's 14 tvachim above it. Yeah, because you had the, because you had the ten tvachim high with the 4 tvachim width. It doesn't say anything about lovehood here. I don't think so. So now with the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, oh, we have the pictures in Rashi. You see in Rashi how you can, what a case where you can dig and a case where you can't dig. Okay, or carve out. Mishnah says, Hefsher Mavoi. How do you fix a Mavoi to allow you to carry? Our first Mishnah said, if the Mavoi doesn't, didn't even give us the rules. Now this Mishnah tells us the rules. So right, Hefsher Mavoi, how does it work? What do you do? Beishamei Omri, Beishamei say, Lechi Vikora. What you have to do is you have to make a Lechi and a Korah. You have to make a side post and a crossbeam. Lechi Vikora. Or Beisil Omri, no, O Lechi O Korah. Either or. Either a Lechi or a Korah. Rabbi Lezer Omer Lechayin. Rabbi Lezer says you have to have a lechi on either side. Right? You have to have 2 lechis. 2 lechayin. Okay.
No korah.
That's what he says. Shnei lechayin. That's Rabbi Lezer. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar, in name of Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Talmid Echad of name Rabbi Kiva. So one of Rabbi Shmuel's Talmidim said before Rabbi Kiva that lo nechaku b'sham esil al mavoi shu pachos me'arba amos. That if the mavoi is less than 4 amos, then Beishami agrees shehu nitar o belechi o bekora. Beishami would agree that you can have either a lechi or a kora. Alma nechaku, what is their machlokus about? Al rochav me'arba amos, if it's wider for 4 amos, and ad eser amos, up to 10 amos, it's 4 by 10. She Beishami omrim lechi bekora, Beisil omrim o lechi o kora. That's when Beishami needs it both. The Rabbi Kiva, no, al zevaze nechaku. It doesn't matter about the size of the mavoi. Beishami would agree, you need Lechi and Okora, and Beis Hillel will say, O Lechi, O Korah. Okay, so Keman. The Gemara is now the Gemara assumes now we're talking about a Mavoi Mefulash. Remember, the Mavoi Mefulash was like went straight through. And we had a Braisa, I think it was last Shabbos, we had a Braisa that gave the Halachos, the Machlokas, about how you fix a Mavoi Mefulash. So based on that, the Gemara asks, Keman, according to whose Shita does our Mishnah go like? It says, the Loki Chananya, the Loki Tanakama. It doesn't like the Chananya or the Tanakama, because remember over there, by the Mavoi Mefulash, they talked about doors. You needed to have doors, right? So so Gemara says over there they offered a different rules about how you fix the Mavoi. So Gemara says, no. Hachi Ka'amar. Our Mishnah is talking about Heksha Mavoi Sasum. Our Mishnah is talking about a closed Mavoi. It's only open onto one side, not closed. It's only open onto one side. It's not straight through. There, how do you fix that? Mavoi Mefulash, we can go back on the Braisa from Shabbos. Last week, but how do you fix a mavoi sasum? Ketsa beishami omim lechi bikora. Beishami say it's a lechi and a korah. Beisil omim o lechi o korah. But a mavoi mufulash, no one's going to allow you to say that it's just a lechi or just a korah. You're going to have doors. You have to have something else on both, because you have to have both taken care of on both sides. Okay. Now the Gemara says beishami omim lechi bikora. Beishami says in order to fix this mavoi sasum, you need a lechi and a korah, which means you have to make it look like a fourth wall. Lememra, are we done yet? We have time? Okay, so Beishamai Omrim Lechi Bikora. Lememra, to say the Kasami Beishamai, Arba Mechitz Daraisa. That must mean that Beishamai says you must have 4 walls in order to make this into Rosh Hashayachid Midaraisa. Mor says, lo, that's not true. Lizrok Shmisholos Hudu Mechayim. It's a Rosh Hashayachid, it's a Rosh Hashayachid Daraisa, even if it has 3 walls. Meaning if someone stands in Rosh Hashayachid and throws into this Mavoi before you fix the Korah, before you put the Korah on it, before you put the Lechi on it, or the Korah, then you still be chayiv. Over here is letaltel. The chachamim, midarabanan, the chachamim say that this doesn't have a halacha that you're allowed to carry. No letaltel adi ika arba. You have to make a fourth wall. Halacha, you have to make the fourth wall. But midaraisa, if you don't fix this mavoi, and you stand in Rosh Hashanah, and you toss something into the mavoi, you're going to be chayiv, because it's Rosh Hashanah. So Beis Hillel, Omer Beis Hillel say, it's just the same thing Beis Hillel, with one wall down. Beis Hillel say, O Lechi, O Bekora. Just has to be a Lechi or a Korah. Lema, the Kasavi Beis Hillel, Sholosh Mechitzas Daraisa. You need to make 3 walls with Daraisa. The Gemara says, no. Lizrok Mishnayim Hud Mechayim. It's really just a Rabbi Daraisa, even only has 2 walls. But in order to the Chachamim to allow you to carry in it, Letaltel, Ad Ika Sholosh Mechitzas. Until you make 3 walls, and the Lechi Korah is sufficient to make you consider the third wall. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick up tomorrow.